This is Amir, a grateful recovering sexaholic from Iraq. By grace of God, I am sexually sober since August 16, 2019. Life has taken a different meaning to me. I am now recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of body and mind. The gift of recovery is very precious, and I want to maintain it at all costs. I have joined SA back in 2015, then I left it in 2016, thinking that I would be better on my own. Of course, this was driven by my obsession, which was very successful in isolating me. Gratefully, I have returned to the fellowship after I hit the bottom, and my sobriety date marks my date back to the fellowship. After walking the steps, I have started applying steps 10, 11, and 12 in my life. I know for a fact that although God has lifted my obsession, but I am still a sexaholic. And to overcome this hurdle, I need to follow the program suggestions. And the program tells me that the practical experience shows that the only way to overcome my powerful addiction is to keep carrying the message to another sexaholics. And this is what I have been doing for the past 2 years at the time of this recording. I have carried the message to about 60 fellows directly, and much more indirectly. I sponsor others either permanently or on temporary basis. I do steps workshops and help others to walk the steps in 4 hours. I just love carrying the message to others. My path has crossed with men and women from different places in the world. Our common problem was what gathered us in the beginning, but our common solution is what helped us to stay together and experience the vital healing spiritual awakening from that seemingly hopeless state of body and mind. Sponsoring has changed me in many different ways. It has made me a better version of myself, as it does not only maintain my sobriety, but it also expands my spiritual awakening. Sponsorship has helped me to grow emotionally as well by learning how to set healthy boundaries and reasonable expectations. I learned that I cannot control people or own them. I learned to accept differences. I learned to let go of people when they want to simply leave. Sponsoring has taught me to give unconditional love and receive love in return. Sponsoring has taught me to stay free and set people free. After all, the ultimate goal for any sponsor is the independence of the sponsee in addition to their spiritual and emotional maturity. It is a great experience. It is just amazing to see how people recover, make friends, and watch loneliness vanish from their lives. My reward now is to see those people recover. The desire to stay sober, although it is vital, but it has become secondary to the rewarding life of helping others. I have now grand sponsees and great grand sponsees. Those people are my family. I have chosen them. And they have chosen me. I am grateful that we are all trudging the road of happy destiny together. However, sponsorship is not easy. I need to exercise utmost patience. And have in addition to an open ear, I must have a closed mouth. I need to be free from judging others. And I need to be able to see through their malady. After all, they are in pain, and I can help them. Sometimes I had to face the fact that the sponsee needs professional help, and I need to tell them that. I know I don't have all the answers. I can only carry my own recovery message. Sponsorship to me is leading by example. I cannot force my way on others, but I can show them how I have done it. And why it simply works for me. I can explain to them the half measures that I have taken, which resulted failure in the end. After all, I strongly believe that this program is not a cookie cutter, and they need to have a program of their own understanding. Sponsorship has become a cornerstone of my recovery, and I am grateful for God that I am given this powerful tool. This tool does not only help me to stay sober, but also helps others to stay sober as well. All what I need to do is to carry the message to as many people as possible, and God would take care of the rest. Thanks for letting me share.